they hold 27% of the seats in the National Assembly and 25% in the provincial councils. So that has been remarkable progress and, in fact, is higher than many countries in the region.
What do you attribute that high rate to?
As you know, the Afghan constitution guarantees equal rights for women and forbids any discrimination against women. I think women were very eager to be part of the political process after having been confined to their homes and not able to go to school or hold jobs under the Taliban. So there has been, and there have been a number of organizations that have really been helping women develop messages, run for office, encouraging them to run. They're very brave women because in some parts of the country it's very dangerous for them to stand for elections, but they did anyway.
Well, and also Afghanistan has good news in regarding the number of girls now attending school.
Yes, I think in the last 10 years since 2001, when they had no girls in school under the Taliban, they have now about 2.5 million out of 6 million girls of primary school age. So that is certainly tremendous progress, but there still are major problems in getting all girls into schools. There are not enough girls' schools. There's a lack of female teachers, so that the families are unwilling to send their girls to school if they're just male teachers. The schools are too far away to walk, and many of the schools, we've been supporting improving girls' schools since we reopened our office in 2002. And most of the schools that we've been working on are in shambles, and yet there are girls in school, often three shifts of girls going to school. We've worked in a number of large schools in Kabul and Barnes that have thousands of girls in school, and yet they can only go to school for a few hours a day because they have to go in shifts to get them all into school. They're inadequate facilities.
Well, and I would think in a country like Afghanistan, in addition to Kabul, but in the rural areas, it's probably even more challenging for girls to get an education.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. There's a severe shortage of female teachers. There's a great need to train women in the rural areas to be teachers and get the community support. But the majority of Afghans do want their girls to go to school, polls show. So that's positive, but the government just has not been able to keep up with the needs of the country.
Looking at another country in South Asia, in Bangladesh, apparently female students there have made a number of gains in the education system.
Yes, they have, although there's still the enrollment in primary school is over 50% now for girls, but the dropout rate for secondary school girls is 50%. So they go through primary school, and then their families either need them to work at home. They also have one of the highest rates of early marriage in the world in Bangladesh. So that's another problem. We have had programs to keep girls in secondary school in many South Asian countries because we find it just has so many benefits, not only to the girls and their children, but their families and communities.
And looking at Bangladesh, what about, well, there are two women certainly that are very prominent in politics in Bangladesh, but sort of in general, how are women involved in the politics of that country on, say, a lower level?
Well, they've certainly gained visibility, and there is a lot of activism of women in the political arena, and yet, there's still a long way to go. There are still discriminatory laws in critical areas for women like marriage, divorce, custody. The inheritance law still discriminates against women who can only inherit half of the property that a son would inherit from their parents. So they have to get the, although the Constitution guarantees equal rights, it doesn't translate into equality for women in other aspects of the law.
It's interesting that someone, say, like a Sheikh Hasina, being from a prominent family and occupying a position of leadership, she is sort of protected because of her particular social status in the country, but that cannot be said of an average woman.
Well, no. I mean, it's ironic in a sense that some countries that have had women as heads of states haven't made as great progress for girls and women in the countries as you might expect, but I don't think that's any I mean, people expect that more of a woman leader, but women have a long way to go still in Bangladesh.